coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. Excuse me. Welcome to Hagman. The week that was, the weekly roundup, I suppose, just kind of covering some highlights and some things in depth, but mostly the highlights of the week. Of course, we saw the ouster of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. We saw really some interesting things happen with that. We also are hearing and have seen RFK Jr. essentially announcing, again, you have to read into this, but running as an independent, and what might that do to the election if we have one in 2024? And I say if we have one, of course, we've been talking about this throughout the week. With me is Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. And of course, folks, I ask of you, if you listen to this show, if you follow this show, I ask that you please subscribe to us on Rumble and subscribe to us on Brighteon. It doesn't cost anything to do that. You just sign up and you can comment if you so desire, but it does raise our metrics. We are in just numerous countries. I was looking at the stats, and I was encouraged by the reach that we have and the countries that have downloaded our broadcast. So it's very encouraging. But a couple of things that we're going to be getting into today to wrap up the week. Let's show you something from about 40 years ago. And it really, when you think about it, 40 plus years ago, you think about what is being said. If you haven't seen this, I don't know if it's making it across social media or not, but Ron Paul talking about the FBI. Because at the epicenter of everything that we're seeing right now is an inward attack against American citizens, and specifically American citizens who are pro-America. The left, the communists, want to say MAGA, you know, pro-MAGA. No, this is pro-America. It really has nothing to do with any one candidate. It's an ideology for putting America first ahead of other countries like Ukraine, putting America first and Americans first. Now, for that, we have been labeled domestic terrorists. Eric the Tech, if I can bother you, Newsweek magazine, this is the cover of October 13th issue of Newsweek. I sent it to you in the show prep today. And folks, by the way, for show prep, all you have to do is go to Hagman, two N's, HagmanPI.com, and click on the title of today's episode. That'll bring you up a video player, an audio player. You can download the audio. You can watch the video from there. And all of the citations, episode notes, show notes that we use, it's all within that frame, and as well as where you can listen to us and where you can follow us. It's all right there for you. But if you can put up that that attachment, this is the cover of Newsweek. Now, this is Newsweek's Twitter feed. The government believes the threat of violence and major civil disturbances is so great it has quietly created a new category of extremists, MAGA, Make America Great Again. There's the picture that's on the front cover. And, of course, normal American citizens carrying American flags represent a domestic terrorist threat to the United States. And it says Newsweek.com exclusive, the FBI targets Trump followers as the 2024 election nears. Now, to the FBI, you can bite me, okay? First of all, to say Trump followers is America first, one and the same, I sort of understand that, obviously, because that's the theme, shall we say, make America great again, America first. That's the theme of President Trump. But it's more than one man. It's a movement. But how dare you, to the FBI, to the intelligence community, how dare you, and to the left especially, and to the rhinos on the right, especially that piece of crap senator who called Gates's move, or he called the individuals who voted against McCarthy as domestic. They call them domestic terrorists. And you'll have to excuse me. I don't recall the senator's name. You can put it in the comments if you'd like. But that, to me, is not just divisive, but insightful and inciting violence. And what we're seeing right now was predicted some 40 years ago. Before I bring RT on, he can comment on this right after this. This is video one in the show notes. This is Ron Paul calling it on the FBI some 40 years plus ago. But nobody listened. Folks, listen to what Ron Paul had to say. This is back in the 80s. Listen to what Ron Paul had to say. And, boy, look at that head of hair, too. Go ahead and play it when you're ready.
You know, most of our history, we didn't have those institutions. The FBI came in during the First World War. And interestingly enough, the one thing that Woodrow Wilson did, he used the FBI to spy on American citizens and actually arrest them if they disagreed with his foreign policy about going to war in Europe. And isn't it interesting how recent they used it in the Vietnam era? Democrats used it there. Republicans used the FBI to spy on 100 different groups in this country, including the churches, who disagree with the policy in Central America. It almost looks like the FBI was designed to spy on Americans who might be disagreeing with policy, especially the foreign policy. So the FBI, although I don't think I can condemn everything they've ever done, because I'm sure some of the investigations and investigation of crime has been beneficial, but that could be accomplished through Justice Department within our states. We wouldn't reject that portion of it. But I think the FBI has kept and continues to keep a lot of records on a lot of individuals. The CIA has only been here since 1947. Their record is lousy. I mean, just think of the CIA used by the Democratic administration to...
There it is. Think about that. Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. Randy Taylor, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine on this Friday. I'm ready to call it a week. And the FBI, yes, the FBI still sucks.
Yeah.
You know. Used to be, if you think about it, you know, when Hoover was running it, Hoover was running the country from behind the scenes just because all the blackmail material he had. He could get anybody to do anything because you didn't have a choice.
And remember the FBI files from Hillary Clinton found by Craig Livingstone, that fat guy?
The American people have been the enemy for a long time.
Yeah.
I just sent it to you again. I brought the MIAC report. That popped right back in my head. Yep. When they had us labeled, had any of us labeled as anarchist, homegrown terrorists.
Yep.
And I remember when that report came out, and that was just in the state of Missouri, and how disappointed I was in the state of Missouri. I really was. And I had actually had friends that worked in Homeland Security in Missouri at that time. And even they were shocked, you know, that this was put out, calling out. There's a copy of it in the mailbox. But the MIAC report, folks, look that up, MIAC, and you can punch in the Missouri DHS, it'll pop right up, and you can read it. It's to be called that. We are patriots. We love our country. We would lay our lives down for our country. I'll tell you right now, you go out to any of these protests going on with these liberal retards on the left, okay, there's not a one of them out there that are willing to die. What they believe in. Not a one. Stop and think about that.
Now, say that again.
The liberal left people out there that are protesting. They're not willing to die for what they believe in.
I want to bring something up here, and I'm not sure if I.
That's my opinion.
Okay. I didn't put this in my in the show lineup, but there was a. In fact, you can find this on social networking sites. There was a. I think in the last week, maybe 2 weeks, three leftist activists have been brutally murdered. Okay. One in New York, and this is to your point. One in New York. Jack Posobiec was talking about this. Others were talking about this. And if we can find the footage, it'd be great. It's really not necessary. This leftist activist was and his girlfriend were sitting on a park bench in New York City.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure, and a lot of people did, and this might click in your mind if you're listening to this. Or mm-hmm. Okay, they get up, they're walking down this New York street, a black man comes up and stabs this leftist activist. I mean, in front of his fiancé. Folks, I want you to think about this now, okay? I mean, and kills him, fatally stabs him, kills him. And he's lying there in a pool of blood. The girlfriend / fiancé, I guess would be the proper term, stands there helplessly watching, and the black man, suspect, with a knife, comes up to her and threatens her. Now she's face to face with this guy. He runs. When police arrive, they interview her, and subsequent to that on-site interview, they contacted her and interview her. She refused to provide a description of her fiance's killer. Now think about that for a second. Now this kind of segues into what you're talking about.
Try to wrap your head around this one.
Okay. So you've got this leftist ideology, and again, Jack Posobiec in a recent podcast of his talked about the mindset of the left and about how the social structure has been broken, how the women especially have been broken by this leftist communist ideology to the extent where your fiance gets fatally stabbed and you watch the whole thing but refuse. Not, hey, I can't do this. I don't remember. I didn't see it. No, you refuse to describe your attacker to the police department. What in the blazes is wrong with you? Go ahead.
I know. I saw it. I watched it. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I couldn't believe it. I don't get it. The only thing I could figure, he either walked up to her and said something to her that scared her literally to death, or she knew the guy.
I thought of that too.
Because I'm like, who? I mean, but even on a matter of principle.
Okay.
You know.
Now, let's go with that because, again, this is part of the week roundup. Let's go with that.
Yeah,
okay. Video 5. Okay. Now, you heard what I said, folks, about the reprogramming of society, specifically a targeting. Sorry, ladies, but it's targeting women especially, okay, to reprogram their mindset into this this morass of ideological mush, okay? Mm. Now watch this video. This is video 5 in the show notes. This is from CVS. And wrap your head around this because, again, this is all part of what we've been talking about pretty much the whole time. This is video number 5. Here it is. This is a CVS. Go ahead.
Ask. So I live in the neighborhood,
sure.
And I have come to the CVS very often. Mm-hmm. May I ask why you called the police on those two men?
CVS policy dictates that if they're shoplifters,
mm-hmm.
the exit store with merchandise unpaid for,
yeah.
you should get the police involved. And if the police apprehend them,
mm-hmm.
you issue a barring order.
Okay.
So I actually did not elect to press charges. I said, hey, look, I just want them to know they can't come in here anymore because they shoplifted, and I just need them to sign that, and I need my merchandise back. And the officers replied, and the guy said the same thing, thank you, and they left.
It's not your merchandise. It's the store. So you know what happened.
Follow my company's policies, not your policies, where I can approve.
So you're willing to risk someone's life for, what, $30,000 a year?
There was no risk, in my opinion. Thank you. You have a great night.
What is your name?
My name is store manager.
No, what is his name?
No one's going to tell you my name when you're sitting here videotaping it so that you can try and elicit some sort of violence against me. It's not going to happen.
Elicit violence against you? You just elicited violence against two black men by calling the police on them.
We got to walk away. When one of them had a warrant, he could have been arrested, and the cops still let him go.
Just listen to yourself. You work with black folks. You just remember that.
Okay.
They're willing to sacrifice your life, but they won't say, if I walked up and put her in a 45 in her face, she'd be on the ground begging.
You would think,
you
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Anymore, I don't know. I don't know.
Now, I still, they're willing to sacrifice other people, not themselves, just as a rule. And we're seeing that even more and more. This is part of, remember we talked about that strategy of tension?
Yes, yes.
Because crime, my wife and I, we discussed this a lot. We had a very close here the other night, 5 o'clock in the morning, somebody out here popping rounds out here in the neighborhood. That just doesn't happen here. And people getting murdered. We're very close to where I live and in different places. There's just things going on. And this has been North America. This isn't just limited to the U.S. This is going on in Canada, too.
Yep.
It's almost like the police have been told, don't pursue it.
Yeah.
There's this strange, I don't even know how to, it isn't like I can corner a cop and ask him. I don't know if a written directive came out. I doubt it. But something's going on that they want confusion. They want craziness. They want people in fear.
Exactly.
Doug, this is something that's just really started materializing over the last year. I'm saying since the beginning of this year, very much so. Noticeable. I'm sure it was there before, but I'm just saying to where I noticed it as a citizen.
Okay.
Forget analyst, knowing anything about the law, just as a citizen. You know, in two different countries, I'm seeing this. And this is like,
it's consistent.
Something's really wrong.
You know, and it's important, your observations, having ties and family up in Canada, and then, you know, you here in the U.S.
It's worse up there, my friend. It's worse up north.
Okay. So it's consistent. So one could also just look, I don't live or whatever in Europe, but I can see the same thing happening in Europe. So all of Western culture is being assaulted by this mindset.
Yeah.
Okay.
The videos we're seeing out of Ireland.
Yeah.
And over in that area in France, I mean, there's just brutal attacks on people, and the cops aren't doing anything. And so the citizens have taken it upon themselves. I've watched videos where Irish people are very special. I love them. But they've had a lot of problems with immigrants there. And this is the biggest problem. And I'm going to call it. This is due to immigration. Mass immigration.
Invasion and illegal.
Yes.
Illegal invasion.
Yes.
Yes. I agree.
Yes. And remember the video we talked about a couple of days ago where the guy went up and questioned what was in the building and there was security there. And then there was that guy, the Spanish guy in fatigues.
Yes. Yes.
If
yes.
you.
And by the way, that was Aero Security. I don't mean to interrupt you or overtalk you.
No, no.
That was Aero Security to one of our listeners, and then Eric the Tech afterwards identified it. We are working on some things about that, but go ahead.
And also, the UN came into that conversation, if you go back and listen to it.
Yes.
At one point, the guy said the UN twice.
Wait, that was from Wednesday, I believe. Wednesday's show, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's worth going back, folks. It's on the website.
Boy, they'll run
the Hagman Report.
Yeah.
You really got to go back and pull up that conversation that day and listen to that. If that doesn't give you chills up and down your spine, I don't really know what will, because whatever's going on, there's men that are at the fighting age, military men being secured by the U.S., being protected by a security company that's contracted by the federal government. And they're housing armies around the United States. They're doing the same thing up in Canada. They're housing armies. Now, what the hell do you think they're going to use those armies for? They're going to activate them, and they're going to come after the American citizens. There's enough of these clubs. Think about it. If you've got a flow of 11,000 people coming across in a day on the southern border, just stop and think about that. You fill a football stadium in a week. That's enough of a military force to take down a city.
Well, what Bannon said, we played a video, and Bannon was saying, you know, you're looking at a larger invading force than on D-Day in Normandy, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And they're already, the best part is, they don't have to storm the beach. They're already past the beach.
Yes, exactly. No.
They've already gotten past the machine gun turrets. They're inside.
So folks, if I can just kind of take a side move here. Okay. I want to show you this, folks. Wisconsin Christian News. Okay. I hope everyone is subscribing to the hard copy and digital edition of Wisconsin Christian News. If you are not, please do so. If you don't want to, please donate to keep this newspaper floating. The reason I bring this up, you see this, okay, Wisconsin Christian News, this was the last month's issue, filled with a lot of information. I write for Wisconsin Christian News, and in this issue, my column is Why Rebellion in the U.S. is Now Required, okay? So the reason I bring this up is this. Right now, I'm submitting a column to Wisconsin Christian News that will appear in the next edition, in this month's edition, October, about Islamberg. You, Randy Taylor, and I, we were part of a team. I mean, we formed a team that worked to identify Islamic Muslim threats in the U.S. We turned them over to the appropriate people, FBI, and CIA and DOD and other agencies, right? Okay. And then at some point you said, hey, you know, my investigation, my infiltration, I can't tell the good guys from the bad guys anymore because, now what we're seeing here with this invading force, as Eric showed on the screen and we talked about on Wednesday, when we, and then I conducted surveillance and investigation of Islamberg, which was the Muslims of the Americas compound. At the base of the Catskills, I did surveillance and investigation in Hancock, New York. You
rolled right in there.
I'll tell you what. It was actually...
You ended up with a fatwa on your butt over that.
Exactly. I turned over the report and video and photographs of Muslim men in this country illegally engaged in paramilitary practice to the FBI. Mm-hmm. And what did I get for that?
Nothing.
No, I got a visit from two FBI agents one night. It was late in the evening, it was about 7-8 o'clock at night. I knock on the door. And this, I submitted a report, I guess it was in January of 2007. And I mean, this was an extensive report. And it showed military men, Muslims, paramilitary training, mm-hmm. Semi-automatic, automatic weapons, a school bus used as target practice. And by the way, it was written, my case was written about in Dr. Paul Williams' book, The Day of Islam. But I digress. But I got two agents knocked on my door one night, sat down at my dining room table and said, you know what? And they had a copy of my report. But the as soon as I submitted my report to the FBI, our report to the FBI, the head of the compound, Pakistani Sheikh Mubarak Ali Shah Jalani, okay?
Yep.
That guy, who, by the way, was the man who was about to be interviewed by Daniel Pearl. Daniel Pearl, if you remember, Wall Street journalist, kidnapped and beheaded. Okay. That man had a copy of my report before the flipping ink was dry. And who gave it to him? The friggin' FBI gave it to him. And now I got two FBI agents on my table saying, you know what? Here's what you should do. Two things. Number one, you should up your security. And number two, you really ought to watch who you're pissing off.
Mm. And that's not what I said. When I said nothing, that's what I mean. Nothing constructive. The FBI dumped all over you, my friend.
You know, and my wife, after they left, my wife looked at me and she said, what are we going to do? And I said, boy, what can we do? I said, we fight.
He put a fatwa. He did. He put a fatwa, a price on your head.
Yeah. Well, it was shortly thereafter my car exploded. I don't know. I caught on fire and boom. Your vehicle, if I recall correctly, melted into the driveway with a fire.
Yes. At an amazing temperature. So that's what floored everybody. That's why the insurance company really didn't even want to touch it. They ended up paying, but they were like, this doesn't even look right.
Right.
The temperatures. Well, it melted a Ford Explorer. It melted it.
I saw the photographs and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, it would look like something you would see out of 9/11 or now Maui. Okay.
Out of Maui. Exactly.
But
funny you said that.
But the reason I mentioned all of this is because in this issue, I'm going to be writing about that in the context, or I'm going to be writing about the invasion today, the Red Dawn invasion, in the context of my experience with the FBI, because you see, back then, what I realized now was these illegals who were engaged in paramilitary training were invited and their stay in America was facilitated by state and local, state, and federal officials.
Courtesy of.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep. DHS, FBI, ICE at the time. But there was money being made by this, and the same thing is happening now. So if we can go to...
remember when we used to be worried about just a few people getting over the border?
Oh, yeah.
Bad guys. Now they're bringing them in droves.
Exactly.
But we recognized what 10 people could do. You know what I mean? Now it's 10,000.
Well, right. Right.
Man.
It's tens of thousands. You know, 7 million. 7 million since Biden's been sitting in the Oval Office, or you know,
stop and think about that, people. That's going to tell you there's 50 states, and I'm going to tell you there's probably an encampment, a building, or something near every major city in this country full of these guys.
That
film was a fluke. That film was never to be seen.
Yeah, that one we showed on Wednesday. Yes.
Yeah. That was a fluke. God put that in our hands.
I believe you're right.
Because they've been super secret about securing this stuff. They've been really, really good about it. taking it really seriously. That was a fluke. That was a warning.
Okay. Well, now we have something even worse, if you can believe that. No, I mean,
guess how many residents live in Tennessee?
Guess how many residents live in Tennessee? I don't know. How about 7 million?
Yep.
Talking something about. Yeah.
So.
Thank you, man. That just made it very real.
It did. Well, mm-hmm. If you think, okay, so if you think Randy Taylor and Doug Hagmann and folks, you at home or in your cars or wherever, if you think you're upset, let's listen to and watch Glenn Beck. This is video 3. This will stop very abruptly, but this is a portion of Glenn Beck. This is video 3 in the show notes, HagmannPI.com. Watch this.
Just last week, this administration cut the fences and the razor wire to let more people into Eagle Pass. The last 2 years under Biden's border policies, we have seen record amounts of illegals. The highest annual record was last year at 2.2 million. The 2023 fiscal year just ended. We had 2 million encounters, and those are the ones we know about. We are hitting near record numbers every month with no end in sight. The current monthly record of all time was set back in May of last year at 224,000. 1 month, a quarter of a million. December was the second highest, almost another quarter of a million, 222. What used to be the record number of all time is now the norm. 210,000 illegals were just processed just last month. All of this? Do the super, super bang up job of Joe Biden and his administration. And everyone knows it. Foreign leaders are saying it. In March 2021, the president of Mexico said, quote, expectations were created that the government of President Biden, there would be a better treatment of migrants. And this has caused Central American migrants and also from our country wanting to cross the border, thinking that it is easier to do so. And he's right. And he's not exactly right wing. I mean, slap a hammer and a sickle in each hand, and the guy's a communist. But he's also not alone. June 2021, the president of Guatemala warned that human smugglers were taking advantage of the mixed message from the Biden administration to target and convince minors and teenagers to take the dangerous journey north. How many of our kids will die from illegal drugs made in China, smuggled in through the Mexican border? How many people have to die? How many children need to be smuggled in so they could be raped day after day after day for this administration to care? If you come here illegally, oh man, there ain't nothing you can do. You can kill people in drunk driving accidents. You can stab somebody. You can break the law over and over and over again. They're not going to deport you. No, you'll be rewarded. But if you do it the right way, if you're a German Christian family that likes to homeschool, you're a danger to this nation. This show is not about illegal immigration. This show is about the Declaration of Independence and who we are as a nation. Who are we as a people? I'm disgusted by my own country.
RT, Randy Taylor, what do you think about that?
I'm absolutely in agreement. I am disgusted by our countries.
Yeah.
That we're in serious trouble. When you stop and think about just the sheer numbers, and I'm going to tell you something. The people of Mexico, the families are one thing. We're talking about middle-aged military men coming from further south and from other points on the globe, meeting down south, say Costa Rica, Panama, down that way, and then coming up. We got a problem. The value on human life in those countries isn't like what we're used to. When it comes down to when we're going to have to fight these people, I can tell you from experience, you're not used to this kind of foe.
How so? How so? Because people are going to say
they're deadly. They don't have a value on human life. You know, if you've ever seen a bloodbath after dealing with these people, we'll shoot somebody, say per se. They like to cut off heads. They are a very gory, disgusting. The men, our women, our children are going to be, they will kill them in a second. They will rape the women. They will rape children. They will, there's no Geneva Convention, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. We've always been protected in wars around the world. The Geneva Convention, there's like a code of ethics when you fight. There's no code of ethics here. This is like nothing you've ever seen. These are suicidal people. You know, you fight a guy that wants to live to see another day is one way. You fight somebody that doesn't give a damn, that's a whole different fight. I'm probably not explaining that right.
I think you nailed it, but go on.
It's a different fight. It's going to be not what we're not ready for it. We're too civilized of a people to imagine what we're going to face. Now, veterans out there, especially veterans that served in Iraq and Afghanistan, they've got a better grip on it because Iraqis and Middle Easterners, when they fight, and especially Al Qaeda, they were very, very, brutal. I know I'm not explaining that right. A soldier out there listening know exactly what I'm talking about.
And you know, here's I'm not sure if we're going to have enough time, but there are whistleblowers who are showing us that we have this invasion force and they are intent on causing chaos, murder, rape, robbery, everything in this country.
Because they'll answer to no one.
Correct. And you've got governors like Governor Abbott. You think Governor Abbott is some sort of hero for putting a floating barrier in the Rio Grande? Well, get your head out of your rear end and understand that Governor Abbott is receiving money, I think $1.4 million to his campaign for the construction of Colony Ridge, which is an encampment, which I will show here in a moment. In fact,
Doug corrected me on that because I've always been, you know, Abbott was one of the guys I kind of liked, you know.
But Doug
corrected me on that. And when you dig into this guy's what's going on with him, he's a piece of shit, dude.
I'm going to tell you something, like you said before, and that's why this platform, that's why you and I work, and we work together really well. Yeah. And that's why we work because it's like, okay, folks, don't trust anyone. It's like the speaker this week, okay? McCarthy. Well, just let me ask you this. What in the hell has this Congress done for the American people? Is there a friggin' wall? Okay, the weakest branch of the government is the executive branch. That's Mr. Potato Head Biden, okay? Okay. The Congress is responsible for a number of things. Funding border security, for funding border security, not in Ukraine, in the United States. But what's been done? What did McCarthy do over the last 9 months? Okay, what have the governors, especially the red or Republican governors like Abbott, done for border security? Nothing. He instructed his people to, well, allowed the barbed wire to be cut along the one section of the Rio Grande by Customs and Border Patrol.
But he's shoving them further north.
Yeah.
Abbott, everybody, got a big kick out of, he's sending them to New York and all. He's sending them to where they can't be found.
Well,
he's facilitating the invasion. Abbott is.
Exactly. And it's, meanwhile, okay, if we can go to page two again, or not page two. Yeah, page two. This is inside Colony Ridge, the fastest growing development in the U.S. It's a magnet for illegals. Okay, now, this was a September article. We've gone over this before. This does factor into my my column in the Wisconsin Christian News. But just take a look at this, folks, and read this on the show notes, okay, or in the show notes. Understand that this is Abbott's baby to some extent, or this is being done with Abbott's approval, okay? And Michael Yon, who's been on this program, I've got to tell you that, he's the one that really uncovered this. If you scroll down a little bit, let me just see here. Where is it that the infrastructure, when I read this, I'll just say this, I'm going to turn it back to you because I don't want to hog this platform, but
that's fine, dude.
When I read this, the fact that this encampment, this huge encampment by Abbott, was built basically by appearances with substandard construction and substandard infrastructure, this reminded
probably by the people coming in.
Exactly. And they're flying the flags of their home countries there.
Yeah. The drywall is good, though.
Drywall. construction workers will understand that.
They will.
So you've got these developments. These are outposts for a Red Dawn invasion in this country. I mean, the invasion's already happened. Go ahead.
And there is no way that the National Guard is going to be worth a damn stopping this. Stop and think about this. I want you to picture a contingent of, just say, 125,000, even just a contingent of 100,000 near every major city in the United States, and they give that go signal all at the same time. Stop and think about this. How in the hell would we stop it?
Oh, I don't...
Stop. I want you to stop and think about it. You're having your eggs. You're getting the kids ready for school. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, your city is under siege. It's not under siege. Just take it over. The police department can't stop it. Nobody can activate the National Guard or the Army Reserve that fast. And our forces aren't going to be anywhere in sight. We're screwed. The only thing that's going to stop is going to be the American citizen. And I'm going to tell you right now, you've never fought anybody like this. The average American citizen has the capability of pulling a trigger. But I'm going to tell you right now, when these guys come, if you're not a veteran with some serious training, I don't even know. I don't even know what to say.
I don't want to make this a shameless plug, but this is why we offer training. Yeah. This is why we offer training.
I would jump on that. I would absolutely jump on that. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I don't care if if you've never faced an adversary like what we're facing.
Exactly.
This is an adversary you're just not used to. In these countries, and having been around these countries, I'll tell you right now, they'll kill each other over a card game and with a machete. You know what I mean? We're not talking about people that would shoot somebody 30 feet away. We're talking about somebody that would lob off a relative's head over a card game with a sword, a machete.
Yeah.
This, what do you think they're going to do to Joe Homeowner? Okay, so you got a gun. Well, you know what? You're going to be lucky, one, if you get to it, and two, you're going to be lucky if you get a shot off.
Does this make you wonder about all the ammunition purchases under Obama?
Yes, sir. Guess what? They're well armed with U.S. munitions. We got a problem, people. And this is one of the first platforms that's trying to take you to the level to where you understand. Most people will breeze right over this. No, I'm getting inside your head today because you need to understand exactly what we're saying.
And please listen to what Randy's saying.
There is a deadly force upon us. This is not something, this is not like some burglar coming to your house. I'm telling you, when they give go time, they already have enough people inside the U.S. to take us over. This is no joke. This is no joke. These people, and this is not your normal adversary. I'm just telling you, you know, you don't train for taking another man's life by watching movies. Understand what I'm saying? I know everybody out there can pull a trigger, but you've never seen the level of depravity that these people operate in when they're in combat mode. You don't get it.
You know,
I mean, you're talking about somebody walk in your house if you're pregnant. They'll cut the baby out of your gut. Why? Just because it's there. Yeah. Just to send terror. These are soldiers conduct themselves one way. These are soldiers, but they're terrorist soldiers. You've never fought anything like this.
MS-13 level and worse. Yeah,
thank you. Right there, and they're well armed because all those ammunition purchases and all that. So I'll tell you what, that Obama should be in jail. We've been set up. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't even know what advice to give you. Arm yourself. I mean, for what? You're going to get your head blown off. Training is the most important thing you can do right now. Training, and you better get to know your neighbors real fast.
Yep.
Because they didn't bring these people in just for shits and giggles. Okay, something's on the agenda.
Yep.
Something's already in motion. And I'm going to tell you right now, the globalists are panicking. They are panicking right now because people are starting to resist. Well, when these guys panic, you better look for them to come down with a sledgehammer. And all these little bastards they've been letting into the United States over the last few years, we're talking to the tune of 7 to 10 million. We got a problem, people. Houston, we have a problem. This is no joke, and this is not an adversary. I mean, your hardcore veteran, you know, combat soldiers will understand this, and they know what they're facing, and they're going to be willing to go it again, because that's what an American soldier does. But the average Joe out there that thinks, I got a gun, I'm going to be fine. No, you're not, pal. You need to get trained. You need to get real serious, okay? You got to get real serious, because you actually have to turn into another person when you engage somebody like this.
Okay, how does this compare?
I don't know how to explain it.
But when you look,
I'm not doing a very good job of this, Doug.
No, you explain it. You are. I think it's, man. This
is
unlike anything we've ever. No, I think you are. I think you did.
And that video shook me up. That simple little video shook me up. The one that we showed Wednesday.
Can we play that?
I went back and watched it.
Can we play that video?
Yeah.
Should we play it again?
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Okay,
I'll play it every day until everybody gets it. This was a stumbled upon thing. This guy just wanted to know what was going on in this building, and he hit the jackpot. And I want you to picture this times 200.
This should send chills down your spine. It really should, my brother.
And especially when the Spanish guy and the fatigues steps in, I want you to start looking real hard at that point.
And you know what? Let me ask a favor of our viewers, of our listeners. If you listen to this, please view it on Rumble or Brighteon. But also,
that guy's killed before. That guy's killed before. His eyes look like two piss holes in the snow.
Yep.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to convey to you. Watch this. You're gonna fight millions of these.
This is coming. And I have to say thank you to RT for uncovering this. And I don't know who to credit for this video.
I have no idea. I've tried to get some more information on him. I don't think he's seeing my what I'm communicating with him. He's not seeing what I'm sending. But I'll keep on it.
Well,
I'll try and get to the very bottom. Is we know pretty much what's going on because the first guy, the first thing out of his mouth when he said the word shelter, he gave up the whole bag.
Yeah, yeah. All right. If we can play, do we have it to play?
Yo, what is it? Oh, it's a shelter. Oh, good looking. It's a shelter, my peach. You heard?
You're not supposed to do that.
Excuse me?
You're not supposed to film there. That's
who?
What I'm saying. You're not supposed to film there.
What is this?
I don't know. You don't have right to do this.
I don't have the right to do what?
Yes, you don't have right to film in here. That's what I'm telling you.
What is this over here? And who are you?
Okay, you want to know who I am? Please, sir, you don't have right to film here. I'm talking to you right now. You don't have right to film here. Can you please?
Who are you?
I don't know.
Bro,
who are you?
The building. They don't want nobody out here.
They don't want nobody where?
They're standing in front of the building with a camera.
Okay. Oh, y'all bugging.
And you really want to record it, bro? You bugging.
All right, you wait.
Yo, why you surrounding me? Why you surrounding me?
You wait.
Oh, now you want me to wait?
No, you wait.
What's up, yo? What's up with you, yo?
Relax.
Yo, why y'all surrounding me? What's up, yo?
Relax. You can't be here.
Relax.
You can talk to NYPD.
Talk to who? I don't talk to popos, nigga. I'm not a snitch.
Turn around, nigga.
You go talk to them.
Turn around, nigga.
Stop playing with me. Look at this one. Look at this bird. Yo, who are you, bro?
Why are you on my property?
On your property?
My property.
Yo, stop playing with me, yo.
Oh, dude, don't you realize he's trying to bait you? Let him
play. I'm about to knock him the fuck out. That's what I'm about to do. They don't move back.
Let him.
What the fuck is all y'all niggas doing, bro? All
right.
Especially you, bro. Who the fuck you think you are?
Huh?
You don't come to the sidewalk and talk to me like that, nigga. You hear me? You hear me? Make this the last time you approach a member of the public giving them orders on the fucking sidewalk, nigga. Stick to your job.
This is our job to tell you to move.
You don't tell me to fucking move, nigga. I don't go by. Who are you, nigga?
Doing my job.
Who are you? Your job is inside, nigga, not outside, bro.
Outside.
Who?
Security.
What security, nigga? Well, look at you. Look at the cop right here, nigga.
That's not security.
What's your name and badge number, brother? I don't know how to read.
It's right here.
What is it?
You're filming it.
What is it?
It's right here.
Say it out for the people, bro.
7807.
Name?
Wasso.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There you go. Now you keep it moving and don't fuck with me, nigga, before I knock you the fuck out, nigga. Fuck is wrong with y'all niggas, man? This is sidewalk. I don't know what this is. I don't know who you are. You don't come outside and give me orders, nigga. All right? And I'm still here. And you came to and gave me an order. And why? Well, you still here.
Back inside.
Everybody, there you go. You're getting orders. Get your ass inside, bro. Don't come to the sidewalk giving members of the public orders.
Randy Taylor, yeah, you've seen enough to know.
Yeah. And apparently my understanding is the owner of Aero Security is a DOD
contractor
or something. Yeah. So this is all federal level stuff.
By the way, this is why I shut down my PI operation in New York because there's no way I'm gonna give New York one friggin' dime.
The only reason that we even went and pursued the video is when the guy said shelter.
Yes.
The security guy volunteered it without even thinking about it. Shelter. And then the first thing you're like, why the hell would you have security like this at a shelter? And then when the Spanish guy came out, it's like, now I got it.
And you know these shelters. Now, Eric, I sent
and,
you
a... And Doug, there's a cop posted across the street.
Okay, what's that about?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did he just happen on this?
Somehow, I don't think so, man. Going with my gut, no. That's where you. I bet you there's always a cop sitting there.
And you know, the Army-Navy game, not that this is a big deal, but veterans for the Army-Navy game have been told to relocate, I think, 80 to 100 of them. They're giving away their hotel rooms that they've had reservations for to illegals. Why? Because the government's paying big bucks for these hotel rooms, which they're trashing. You can't...
Something is amiss. And like I said, the video was a fluke, but it gave us something really to look at. And if anybody out there has any information, has anything, if you see a building you feel suspicious and you feel comfortable with just maybe just asking, don't sit there and get in a confrontation.
No.
But I'd be curious, you know, if they say it's a shelter and act really innocent, like, you know what I mean? That's what the guy did. He walked up very casually and just said, hey, what is this? Oh, a shelter. That's the security guy that said that. Security guard. It's a shelter. That's some shelter.
There's something else going on. And folks, look, the number on that building is 320. That is in New York. We don't know. Eric the Tech and I were trying to locate the name of that building or the precise location of that building. We didn't have any success. If anyone does, put it in the comments section or Rumble or send an email to rt@hagmanpr.com.
And and I'll just tell you this, even if it came back tomorrow that all that was innocent,
yeah,
you still have this problem. We know of areas where they're housing 150 to 200,000 men. Military age, just north of Houston. That's not like a guess. There's aerial footage of it. There's satellite photos of it. There's no joke. Why would you house that this many people? They're not distributing them. They're not getting them jobs. They're not picking cotton. They're not picking corn. They're not even putting up drywall. We are being... I really wish that we had a list of all the FEMA camps, because I'd love to know what's going on in those FEMA camps right now, or if these guys are being trained there.
You know, good point. Good point. There's a lot of things. And here's coming back to what we started with, because I know you've got to bounce. I've got to bounce because of the things that we're working on with Russ's team, folks. Okay, we do more than just talk, but. Because we do go out and investigate and
handle. This is the easy part of Doug's day. Truthfully, I'm telling you, folks, I'm not joking. This is when he actually gets to sit down and relax a little bit.
And I love it, by the way, because I love dealing with people. But going with what we started with, when we question or when we say this is not right, what do we get? We get Newsweek, or we get the FBI, more precisely, saying that we are the domestic terrorists for merely asking questions. Okay, so we're not allowed to ask questions. We ask them, we'll get arrested. The illegals can run roughshod over neighborhoods and everything, and just trash 5-star hotels. Because why? Because the government's paying for it anyway, meaning you and I are paying for it. We are being invaded. This is Red Dawn without the parachutes. No, they're being invited in.
I would suggest that people start locating these areas within their hometowns and in their cities and know where they're at look into it.
Ask
questions. You have a right.
Yes.
I'm talking to our listeners.
Yes.
You have a right to ask. This is your country. This is your country, this United States of America.
Exactly.
You have a right to ask.
Folks, we're at the end of this show already. I can't believe how quickly time flies. Again, RT's got to bounce. I've got to bounce as well for assignments that we are going to be hearing about. And it has to do with a lot of it has to do with illegals and trafficking. In fact, folks, do me a favor, go to HagmanPI.com. Watch videos 6 and 7, which we didn't get to play. you'll understand about trafficking.
Well, pick up some coffee, folks. Stop and get some coffee.
Thank you, my brother. God bless each and every one of you. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, sir.